Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Okay, then what do I do?
Be happy.
Okay, I can do that.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Ooh. Hello, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and I'll admit it's not a good thing, but I'm probably one of the biggest worriers in the world.
You're a worrier?
Yes, I'm a worrywart or something like that.
Oh, I thought you meant like a warrior, like you fight.
No, worry. I worry.
Yes,
I have
you
anxiety.
Do. Yes, you do.
I also have Liv. But honestly, my therapist is going to be so rich all the time she has to see me. It's the same thing over and over. But I just, for whatever reason, since I was a kid, I always worry about the most insane things. Or like, I always think of the worst case scenario because there is different things. Well, this could happen, that could happen. But I am the guy. And I wonder if anybody else has this, 833-563-2539, that worries and worries and worries. And how does that actually work for you? Because a new study came out, and all the stuff we worry about, like how much of that actually comes true?
Like in fruition?
Like let's say you got 10 things you worry about, Liv, you know, in your life. You're like, how many of those have actually come true out of those 10?
Not a lot, but I don't worry about small things. I worry about very large scale thing.
Can you share those or those personal thing?
No, I can. So this is actually like kind of comical. So have you ever seen the movie Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, coming Straight Outta Compton. Crazy blank blank Ice Cube.
Right. I saw that my junior year of college, and I didn't know how Eazy-E died. And so then Eazy-E died, if you did not know, from AIDS. And
spoiler alert,
but I think everyone should probably know that by now. And he had a cough, and like he kept coughing at the end of the movie and didn't get it checked out. And then he ended up like passing out, and it was like he died like a week later or something. So then after I saw the movie, like 2 days later, I got a cough and a cold, and I literally was scared that like I had AIDS.
Do you realize how you get AIDS?
No, I know. I know. And so, like, it didn't make sense. But, like, I'm irrational like that when it comes to, like, giant things. And then
wow,
one time,
that is crazy.
One time I saw a movie and someone had schizophrenia. And I told my sister I was scared that I had schizophrenia. And she was like, you don't. Because she's a psychologist. And she was like, I swear on my life, you don't. I was like, but what if this conversation we're having right now is a figment of my imagination and I actually have schizophrenia? And she was like, you are insane, but you do not have schizophrenia. So I worry about like crazy stuff.
That is pretty insane. And I hope you don't worry about it too much, because according to this new study, it says the average about all the things you worry out to, like the percentage, is like 8.6%. Less than 1 out of 10 things you worry about most often actually come true, at least the way you think they were going to. Does that seem about right, Porkchop? Or would you say that more things that you worry about actually do happen?
Well, if that's the truth, because I don't worry about much, I'd say like two big things I worry about is being broke and never getting married. So if those are the two things I worry about and you say they come true, then I'm going to be rich one day.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, this is just an average. I mean,
yeah, and also, like,
you could be sliding the number the other way.
There's some, like, you know, facts behind your fear of being broke.
Okay, seriously, you guys are not helping my situation right now.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I think the credit card company is calling on line number one.